is Laura Boosinger, and we're down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina with the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW. If you've been traveling with us along the Blue Ridge Music Trails, by now you know that artists from the mountains of North Carolina have had a major impact on American music. Among the trailblazers who have called these mountains home were country music's first female recording stars, Samantha Biddix Bumgarner and Eva Smathers Davis.
Director, after I hear them howl, yes, Lord, Lord, they're getting me around. Getting there, after I get there now, yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now.
The two women from Silva came to the attention of Columbia Records at the dawn of the country music record industry, when the major national labels were just beginning to recognize the enormous commercial potential of traditional music from the South. Already veteran performers, Bumgarner and Davis traveled to New York City in the spring of 1924 to the recording laboratory of the Columbia Phonograph Company. On the top floor of the new 24-story Gotham National Bank building on Columbus Circle, Bumgarner and Davis recorded a dozen mountain tunes. Among them were pieces that are still favorites today among North Carolina fiddlers and banjo players: Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss, John Hardy, and Cindy in the Meadows. Samantha Bumgarner remained a prominent musician in the Blue Ridge for nearly 40 years after those records were made.
Straight down the running, got long to stay. Thought her chicken say couldn't long for days.
She was a regular performer at Asheville's Mountain Dance and Folk Festival and a frequent winner of regional fiddle, banjo, and clogging contests. In 1939, she was among the musicians selected by festival promoter Bascom Lamar Lunsford to travel with him to Washington, D.C. and play music for President Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt and the King and Queen of England. Lunsford said that Samantha Bumgarner was the best all-around musician he knew, and he knew more mountain musicians than just about anyone around. You could learn more about Samantha Bumgarner and the other women who pioneered the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina by visiting BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road, here come to the turn. Rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.